Father, I just thank you right now for how you use Brother Freedom. Thank you for anointing him and using him as you desire. In Jesus' name, amen.
I guess you're probably wondering what's happening because when the Spirit of God's on me, I just don't never really, I only say what I need to say like God speaks to me, you know. A lot of things I leave out. We know, and when we know something, there's no English, no Irish, no German, no nothing can explain it like, and you learn in a second. And take you maybe a day to decipher it out. That's how good God is. He's beyond our own understanding. Father, praise you this day. I thank you for Jesus. Thank you for your magnificent power. Lord, I know that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. If I'm still living today, I just pray that you'll move mightily. As long as I'm here on earth, I pray that you'll move mightily in Jesus' name. I pray this. I pray that the people all over the world, because God's coming soon. He's not playing around. He's coming soon. We need to quit playing church and come in to his presence with singing. And the key scripture that all of us need to remember today is, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. That's the secret for eternity. I'm going to go back now to about the April the 30th, which is just a few days ago. We had a meeting on the 29th, had a good service. But 2 o'clock the next morning, I found myself, as I have since I've had this stroke, my feet were bothering so terribly that I could not sleep. I had no sleep at all. And when I get to where I don't have no sleep, I don't think the best. I don't do a lot of things the best when I'm tired. And I guess God wanted to be this way because he wanted me to do a lot of soul searching. This what I'm speaking is going to come to reality very shortly. And so I had my shoes off. Of course, I was ready for bed. I've been in bed trying to go to sleep. I couldn't go to sleep. And my right leg had just really sort of cramped up. And I finally had an old shoe and I put on and I tried to make it where it might feel better. But the left foot, I didn't even know what to do with it. I just like an old dog with a sore paw. That's the way it was that night. But God sometimes finds us at our worst. Remember this. God finds you in your worst. You need to be your best for your worst. You need to be best at that worst time because that's when he's coming through the clouds of glory. He showed me this very vividly. Now, it'll probably take a little while to get through it, but it's very important. As I started praying. As the Father, I started praying, the darker that room got, I couldn't hear God. And I hadn't heard that ever. I mean, I was in the wrong place. It was like God had come to the night and I missed it. But I knew I had never been asleep. And I was sure that where my spirit was, I was going to know when he come. So then when this started coming to pass, myself started intruding on the Spirit of God. Myself, my old man, started working in my mind against me. And before I knew it, I was in darkness. I did not know where I was at. It got worse, got worse, got worse. I felt, Brother Freedom felt terrible. I felt that I was backslide, the worst of anybody on earth. There's a revelation this. I thought I was at the bottom of the well. I thought I'd failed God. I thought there was no help for me. And I felt that distant from God. So I started crying out to God. I says, Lord, you remember all those times? I remember that time when I had that tap, when I broke that tap off that engine, and you come down and told me so wonderfully what to do. And yet I had it, my faith was not such as it is now, and I had a hard time believing that I could take that welding rod and go down to a little small hole. I don't remember how much I had to go because I think, as I remember, the edge were on. That's why the piece was welded on the tap. I don't remember all these little details, but I know it's all there. 31 years ago, and the Lord spoke to me. He says, unless you can follow my instructions, I cannot use you. Lord, I says, I went ahead with you. I didn't let this bother me a bit. I said, I didn't stop. I kept on. And I cranked that welder up. I stuck that rod down through that hole. As I stuck that half-inch deep socket, 3-inch drive, as I drove it down onto that broken piece in the side of that engine, that I knew when I did, If God wasn't with me, I was washed out of history books of Caterpillar. I knew I'd probably never mechanic no more, and I didn't know what I was going to do. And the Lord spoke to me very straight. He said, if you can't trust me, you're none of mine. Just quit. I said, Lord, I don't want to quit. He said, you don't have to quit. It's up to you. I'm giving you the will to quit or go on. I said, Lord, I'm going to do the impossible. I know in my own knowledge, I can't make it happen. But in you, how come I see the all things are possible? He said, now you're thinking right. Now you're thinking on tune. So as I remember, you told me to start up my welder. This has been 31 years ago. But I remember very vividly Greg Parker coming by and he says, I'm going to let you have time to pray to God. And I went outside and prayed and sought you, and this is what you give me. But all this talking, I was just praising this to God because that was Tuesday night, I was in real trouble. I said, you remember that, don't you? I didn't hear nothing. Heaven for brass. Heaven for brass. Nothing. Just Tuesday night, this week, 2:00 in the morning. My heart, I thought it was going to stop. My feet had hurt so bad. And I said, Lord, I've served you too long. And I can't hear from you. When I can't hear from you, something's wrong. Tell nothing. God, show me nothing. I said, you know, when I went to Haiti, you know, remember, Father? You know that how I went down there and those men that I went with used me as a format? Actually, they did. They put me in the back of their vehicle. And how they, their old dirty shoes and everything that I said in it, they was so high and I was so low. And how, it's a 10-day time, after 8 days, how you came in that night in that service, and how you touched this president of the Full Gospel Ministry chapter so that he had me come up and pray for him and pray for the whole church, and how it changed that whole meeting. I said, I know you remember that. Nothing happened. I said, you remember me going to Peoria, Illinois? You told me to get up in the class there, and if I'd get up in that class and share my testimony to all these terrible men, that you would come down mightily. And I seen 3 men saved in that class because of my testimony. Didn't hear nothing. My heart would get sunker deeper and deeper. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. This is 2 nights ago. I was going to literally have a heart attack. I said, Lord, I can't take this. I said, you remember me about going down to Sonora? I said, you got to. I said, you and me rode together in the back of the airplane, and you told me exactly to get rid of the hindrance, and you tell me exactly what it was. And I got rid of the hindrance, and you showed me what it was. You got to remember that, Lord. Didn't hear nothing. Didn't hear nothing. Heaven was brass. Nothing. I said, Lord, this is terrible. I said, you got to remember that little old lady that was in despair, that she had no hope, nothing else. You told me to tell her have a good day and how you came down and supernaturally touched her, healed her, and blessed her, inspired her. Nothing. Nothing. Didn't hear nothing. I said, well, you remember this little Jess Mendenhall, his little boy? He wasn't a little boy, but a young fellow. When he drained that starting engine, and there was no oil in the starting engine. And how he burnt the starting engine up. And he came to me and he says, I believe if you pray for that starting engine, God will heal it. I says, God don't heal iron. And how you rebuked me and says, how did you know? I can heal all things. And how I told Jess that could he have faith with me? Pray for this little steel engine, starting engine. It was junk. It was wore out. It knocked. Magneto was wore out, carburetors out, wore out, the throttle, the governor, everything was on this, it needed to be overhauled. And see, that's what I told Jess, needs to be overhauled, no problem. No, I'll be in great problem. So I said, I went back in, you told me if I get rid of the hindrances that's going to come in that shop and disbelieve that she'd heal that starting engine even if I didn't know it had happened. And I would see a gigantic miracle. And how I told Jess, I said, I'm going to pray for this starting engine. And how the starting engine burned up. Smoke running out of it. It's gone. It was worn out before it happened. And how you did a miracle on that thing. Nothing. And how that machine went over here to an auction 2 years later. And how these men says, You know, that sure got a good starting engine on that old cat. Still didn't hear nothing. I said, Lord, what's happening? I said, look at all those nights in jail. I said, I'm in jail. One night, 31 men come to jail. How if they give their fingers to signs to me, dirty signs, all those things, and how your spirit come upon me because you said you was going to bless me. You're going to see a revival there that night, and how 29 cried, begged for Jesus, was saved that night. 29 out of 30, one, and the next week they got saved. Nothing. I said, Lord, this is getting, I can't understand this. Lord's telling me right now to go back to Peoria. When I got up that morning, and I said, you know, God is my strength. God's my waymaker. I've learned through Him that God can do things in this caterpillar equipment that I can't even imagine. I do not know. And to that time, that's how come I started praying in the Spirit. Because I did not have the right help to help me to discern what was wrong with a caterpillar. And I told you, Father, that I go to Bible school. You said, no, no, no. You're going to be right where you are because I'm going to anoint you as a caterpillar mechanic. And you're going to shine. You're going to have dirty coveralls on. You have dirty hands. But you'll see my glory. And also, I'm going to use you in the last hour with a mighty unction that will do, will break the powers of darkness. And I said, Lord, you don't hear this. Nothing. I said, all these meetings that Brother Clint and I've had, I said, we've seen miracles all over the world. Nothing. Nothing. I said, you see what happened in Brother Frank's church? Nothing. I said, Lord, I must be going crazy. I hope I am. Because I got an answer to that because I'm crazy. But I don't know what's going on at all. I've never in my life been this way. Lord says, what do you do when you get in this kind of way? Rely on the Holy Ghost. Shaka masikana. Ikama shilaka. Well, as soon as I've done that, God opened the windows of heaven immediately. And He says, I'm sorry because I was so tough on you, my son. But I had to show you exactly what it was going to be like if you missed the rapture, which is coming. He says, my coming is very soon. And you wasn't ready for my coming tonight. You was not ready because you was thinking about your feet. That's right. Well, I haven't got time to think about any pain. We got to have time with God. God wants us to have first time with Him. He told me on the way over here, that was what was wrong with His church. His church was so wound up in self that they were forgotten the God of heaven that they served. They had forgotten, in the Word of God, it says, in that day, Book of Genesis, it said that there was these men going to build them a tower to heaven, the Tower of Babel. And He says, that's what's taking place in my churches. They're building a physical monument to them. It's no glory to me. They have no spirit in the church. They're doing it only through a rehearsing. He says, my son, I've troubled you. Oh, I'm going to back up. I was ready to dial 911 when I finally went to my lifeline. I said, Lord, bring that ambulance because I know I'm going to die in a minute. I've never hurt so hard in my life because I was eternally lost. God made me feel like they were lost. I thought, heaven. In the Revelations, the third chapter, the 10th verse, it says, He will be with us in an hour of temptation, which shall come upon the face of the whole world, the whole earth. And the answer to that, He has given me the revelation, Brother Clint. It is, thou shalt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed 24 hours a day, staying on thee, because we, men, you got to do that. You're going to be missing. That means you've got to not play the God no longer. You've got to mean, because it's going to mean you're eternal. I don't want to go through what I had to go through that hour. I couldn't take it. My heart broke. My heart still cries for what I felt. There was a stink on this earth that's never been felt before. There was problems in this earth that has never been dealt before. There was great problems, catastrophes. And God says, I didn't want to put you through it, but you had to feel it. You had to be able to share with those that they need to be in business in this last hour, because my coming is soon. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. I'm coming. My church is not ready. God spoke it over and over and over. My church is not ready. They're far from me. They have a form of godliness, but they deny my power thereof. That's in the Word of God. They deny my power. They deny my spirit. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord says, it's okay. It's okay, my son. Remember, I always love you. Remember that hour that you had to go through this. Many souls are going to get saved because you was willing to spend that time for that hour. I think that God's going to move the mightiest I've ever seen him move. See, I'm a man that don't believe in what I see. When I see a caterpillar broke down, a caterpillar, what I do? When I went down to Sonora, in the old way, when I was saved, spirit-filled, I would say, Lord, show me what's wrong with that caterpillar. That's what 99 people say. Show me. Didn't need to. If I was where I should be in the spirit, I'd know. He shows us all things, and brings all things to your remembrance. He may show you there's some hindrance, that you got to get rid of the hindrance before he shows you, but that's good. God has a plan in every situation. I remember when I flew down there to Sonora, God says, if you can get rid of the hindrance you see, I'll show you exactly what's wrong with that transmission. Now, on my own, I didn't want to even, but if I, in the old days, I said, well, wonder what this can be. The time I got down there, you generally talk yourself out of the problem anyway. When you do it second guess, you generally get the last guess. People will tell you this. If you start second guess something, you're wrong. But God's never wrong, and man's never right. And I had the privilege of serving God at a time when he never made no mistakes, and he made me look good. He made me look good when I was no good. But he told me he'd do that because I spent 8 years in seeking for him. See, we go into ministries, we've never sought God. We've never really asked him. Like that man I went up the hills here a couple years ago. He said, would you pray that I'll have a good Easter service Sunday? I said, what do you want to be good Easter services? He said, I don't want it to rain because I'm going to have an Easter egg hunt. I said, are you sure that you sought God on this? He said, no, I didn't seek God. I said, there's your trouble. I said, why do you ask God to do something? You should be only moving when God tells you to move. Brother Frank, you should only be moving. Brother Clint, you should only be moving when God tells you to move. You move when God tells you to move. You be serious to God, and God will go with you. He'll inspire you. He'll bless you. We need to get out of this copy, and we're great copiers. In America, we copy Sunday schools. Our old forefathers at Billy Sunday and some of these guys, we copied them. When God wanted you to be unique, God wanted me to be one of the first cat mechanics that was led by the Spirit. What this man say when he come and got me? He says, I called my partner, and his name is Jesse. And Jesse says, we can't get our cat going. And Richards, who's passed away today, he's looking down from heaven. He says, I know a man that prays. Who come? She said, I didn't just pray. I moved in the Spirit. Now, I could pray, never get nowhere. But I guarantee you, when I move in the Spirit, I know exactly what it is. There's no guessing. You know, prayer is sort of for babies. You don't know what's going on, so you said, Lord, please show me. God says, hey, how long am I going to feed you pablum? Paul talked about taking strong meat. We should have strong meat. We should be able to have such faith. And God gave him the tools to work with. He's given us the Holy Spirit, not to be out here to be cocky, to share your own ego trips, because I wanted God to get all the glory. I didn't want to come out and be a show-it-all, a know-it-all. In myself, I would be looked at as a know-it-all because God was making me that way. So God told me, right, keep your mouth shut. See, if I would have went out there and showed every Tom, Dick, and Harry, oh, and when Nancy was going to get killed, God spoke to me that morning and says, my son, 5 o'clock in the morning. I just want you to pray right now. This has never happened to me before. This is 31 years ago. This month, I think it was. Just before May, or right in May, June, April, May. She was a senior in our high school. And if you pray, her life's going to be saved. I believe there's enough, you got enough power that she can ward off the death angel. Now, I've met the death angel, too. So I've seen him. He's got a lot of cracks in his frame. He knows me, and I know him. I see him right down here. I was walking one day, and Lord, my mother was bad shape in the hospital. God showed me many things, but it's only through the Spirit. I don't go out here telling everybody this, but I'm telling you right now, I know what it looks like. He's old, great wrinkles in his face, and you'd be scary to watch him on the street because he is scary. It's because of his age. God, let me see that. As I walked past him, the Lord says, that's the death angel. I could see his skin as I walked by. The Lord said, don't worry you. I'm with you. I'm greater than anything you face. Remember that. Lo, I'll be with you always. God wants us to remember God moves with us in a mighty way. As I got about 5 feet ahead of him, the Lord says, turn around. At this moment, I turned around. He was gone. He said, he's already gone. Your mother will be dead within a day. And she was. My brother, a year before he passed away, showed me he was going to be the casket he was in. It was a brown pine-looking casket. The Lord says, don't tell nobody because nobody can handle it. I didn't tell nobody. See, we need to do like Mary. We need to ponder these things in our heart. Because all of us need to have a personal relationship with the Father. How come a sheep? And we can't have that as we go and give our pastor. This is heavy-duty stuff we can collect. We put it in the bank of heaven. I lay out yourself treasure upon earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, but lay up yourself treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, where your heart is, there will your treasure be also. My heart was with God. See, I prayed for 8 years. I was not satisfied in my life. I was not satisfied. But God came down and touched me. All heaven came down. I never will forget that night. June 6th, 1977, at 10:35. A rendezvous with death. But God come in my heart. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and some angels too. And we had a rejoicing time. God changed my whole. I was a very skinny guy at that time. Very little guy. We got some pictures here to prove it. We got some pictures to prove it. And when that time when God came into my heart, he made me a Superman. I was small. God gave me a new heart, a new direction, a new calling. He told me that he was going to use me in the last hour real powerfully. And I couldn't do it with the might of myself. I had to do it with the engagement of God's glory. I had to wait. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount on wings of evil. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober. Be vigilant. Because the adversary, the devil, going around as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Whom is this? Steadfast in the faith, knowing the same afflictions are accomplished in the brethren in the world. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. Teaching us denying ungodliness. See, that's what a church is out of. They don't teach the people to deny ungodliness. World of us, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself that he might redeem himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. The church has been absent. The church has not showed up for work for a long time. God said, church, arise, awake, and know the time, now is high time to wake us, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. The days are over. God's coming soon. Our bank account in heaven is what's going to keep us. We got to put our treasures in not things of this world, The cares of this world, the desires of this world, the puffing up of knowing. Bible says, and knowledge puffeth up. Knowledge puffeth up. The simpleness of God is what brings in the truth. The Bible says in Romans, have the simplicity of the God. Read with simplicity. The move of the God is with simplicity. It's not overpowering someone. It's letting the God move upon them with the gentle spirit of God. They will receive that atonement for sin. They might receive that gift on salvation's place by all their faith, that they can be saved, they can be set free, they can be on fire, they can be liberated from the things that they're walking with. They would walk with the anointing from heaven. They would walk in the freedom. They would walk, not be worried or being in pressure, but they walk in God's calling. They might walk and Lord in all pleasing, being fruitful. Being fruitful in every good work. You know why most people are not fruitful in every good work in the church? They never took time to plant. They're too busy going, this church, this church. You're not going to get planted in any church until you stand strong. You got to stay there. I went to church 11 or 12 years. I never got nothing out of my work there. But if it had been some church, I'd have got some power. But still the fundamental rip and pick is faith. If you stand faithful where you are, God will elevate you in your time. You don't have to be the top dog. You just need to be in His. You need to be where the Spirit is being free. That means God's speaking here today that He cannot speak. I don't know of any place in this world probably could speak what He's doing right here. I'm saying this kindly. Because people are very foreign about God being able to move. But I guarantee you, He can move. If you felt when I moved last Tuesday, fortunate I'd be here today. But God brought it through it. He's going to bring you through. He's going to put a fire on you. He's going to put an anointing upon you. He says, my sheep know my voice. They come, I call, and a stranger they do not know. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. Lord, Lord, know that your labor is not in vain. We look in Corinthians, says, we triumph in God. We try, and God gives the up. We try, and God gives the up. That fellow at your church, I could have given the answer, but he was pitching out all of that. He was so, wasn't in the spirit at all, but he was out there trying to go for that word. But that's what I mean. We try, and God gives the up. That's all I wish for. We just got to try. But if Frank, you just try, God's going to give the up. He's going to go out there like a catapult to heaven. You're going to be in heavenly places. You're going to be up here flying and saying, hey, brothers, hey, how are we up here? I said, yeah, you're doing great. Keep going. Ha, ha, glory. We compliment one another. We, if a brother be in hell, we're taken with the fault. Ye, what your spiritual, restore such one in the spirit of meekness. Consider thyself, lest also thou shalt fall. Bear ye one another's burden, and so fulfill the law of Christ. We don't win by putting people down. We win by, I will lift them up with my hands toward heaven. I will look toward heaven. I will lift my eyes. Whence comes my help? For my help comes from the Lord. He wants something that I put to me. He that keepeth thee, neither shall I flee. He that keepeth thee will keep thee. No, the sun shall not smite thee in thy day. No, the moon by night. God will bless you. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence singing. We need to be singing. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall, we're going to be blessing God. You've got to minister 28 hours a day out of 24. That's long to bless God. We got to bless Him when we get everything else done. We got to bless God. Remember that today, you need to bless God. And God will bless you. In His time, He'll elevate you. He'll come against principalities, powers of people over you. He'll make their mind be unto you. God will make you look good. He'll make you look good in your denomination. God will take care of you. His eye is over the righteous. His ears over their cries. We say, please come quickly. Jesus saying, my people, I'm coming home. For I, the Lord thy God, I'm here this day, says the Spirit of God. I'm here crying to my church. I'm here loving my people. And my people are so far from me. I've given them my Holy Spirit. I've given them the Spirit, but they don't understand me. They're making it so complicated. They try to get in the right chapters. They try, but it's not that. I will lead them and guide them in all truth. I will keep my eye upon the righteous, and I'll help them. For does not my word say, I will keep them perfect peace, as mine to stay to thee, because thee trusted thee? For my eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show you myself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts has made perfect toward me. Does that sound reasonable, said the Spirit of God? That if my people serve me, I will bless them, and I will encourage them, and I will go with them, and I shall provide for them. It will be my will to touch my people as I keep the flocks of the fields, as I touch the birds, the fowls, and give them grass, all the feed that I feed them. When I take care of my people, I say, my people need not fear, for I, the Lord thy God, shall move upon thee. If thou shalt trust in thee, your God, I shall move upon thee mightily, and I shall take care of thee. Thou must trust me with your whole being, because I am the only one that thou can lean on this last hour. I said, the enemy is coming in to kill my churches. And then he's gotten in to the spirit part. And I say, do not be caught up in every man's philosophy, because I've said many are out to do their own thing. But thou must be led by my spirit, for my spirit does not lie. And I'm not a man that can lie, sir, Spirit of God. I will give you all truth and bring you into all truth. And I shall bring you into all power. And I shall let you see great and mighty things. And thy prayers will be answered. And I shall supply thy every need. And I shall keep thee through the times of holocaust, through the times of great manifold temptation. And I shall keep thee. Be not worried in well-doing, for I shall keep thee in a very special way, in a very powerful way. And if thou shalt surrender to the Lord thy God, and thou knowest, I shall bless thee, and I shall move upon thee mightily, and thou shalt have that confidence in the Lord thy God, that none other can help thee, for I am here. The only help that I have does not come from man, but it comes from the Lord thy God. For I am in this room, said the Spirit of God, for I have used this man many times, and I shall use thee also, my man, for I have a calling on this room. I am a calling here. Remember that in this room, I have sought thee. This is not an accident that I was in this room, because you're privileged to be in my presence, says the Spirit of God. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory.